Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil.
Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refor Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Lea.
Chulin Daf Samech Zayin. The Gemara over here is discussing the Breise, starts in Samech Vavim Itbeis, Toner Abonon, the heter of Shrotzim, which are found in the Kelim. The Gemara learns out from a Posuk, Bayamim Unun Cholim, and the Gemara says that Tuchelu Mikoil Asher Bamayim is Bimarbe, anything which is in the Mayim, Shebekelim, is Mutter. The Gemara says that the simonim of Snapping and Kaskeses is only Bayamim Uban Cholim, and only Bayamim Uban Cholim, who the Chi Isle Achoil, the Lesle Loise Achoil, Hobbekelim, Afagav the Lesle Achoil. Even if they don't have any simonitaria, it is allowed to be eaten if it's found in the Mayim Shebekelim. Then the Gemara discusses what is the halacha which is found in the Boyer Sich and the Moris, so to in the Chayitzim and the Itzim, and the Maskonis HaGemara, the halacha is, Rashi learns, there's no machlekes between the two braises, and everyone agrees the dinim that anything in the Kelim is mutter, so too Boyer Sich and the Moris, and anything which is in the Chayitzim and the Itzim, since the Mayim is Noivim, it comes from the floor, from the Mekoyers, like a Mayon, it has a halacha like the Mayim in the Yamim and the Cholim, and therefore all the Shirotim which are found there are also going to be Osir, just like Yamim and the Cholim, they have to have a Simen Tayer of a Snape and Kaskesis. Tosfos later on in Devar Maschil B'Mayim explains that Bemis is Machlekes between the two Man D'Omrim, if it's learned from a Klal Uplar to Klal, or it is learned from a Ribu in the Miut, what is the Alocha of Charitzim and the Itzim, if there's going to be water flowing through, this is Zechila, there's a Zechila of the water flowing through these Charitzim and Itzim, and it's not Otsu, it's not contained inside the Kli, just like the Boyer Sichon Ma'oris, who are Tzurim, like Kelim, says the Gemara, that the Manda Oma, who learns this out from a Ribu and a Miut, is going to say, that even the Mayim, which is not Nuivea, it is not coming from the floor, from the springs, this is actually other water, which is gathered in this Charitzim and Itzim, since it's a zoichlim, since the water is flowing, therefore it is doima to yamim and cholim that the mishrotzim over there are going to be also. Masha'in Kain, according to the Manda Oma, learns from a klal upriat to klal, he holds that the klal is going to be marubah, anything which is doima to mayim, like yamim and cholim, which has to be noivea, and therefore charitzim and itzim, which comes from mayim and noivim, if the mayim comes actually from the spring, from the floor, then there's going to be a locha like a mayon, that he has a locha like yamim and cholim, that the shrotzim are also. Masha'in kein charitzim and itzim, if it's mayim, which is not noivea, even though the mayim is actually flowing through these charitzim and itzim, and it's not contained, just like the boyer and the kelim, it is also going to be mutter. This is how Tosfos explains the difference between the two Manda Omrim. Now, be'emes to be magdi, the ikke heter over here, moedige mechudish diga heter, which is learnt out of a posuk, the reise diga heter, that is a din, that mayim shebekenim, which is muskim, which is the posuk, teaching us that the din of simoni tayre is only aloche in yamim and cholim. Masha'in kein in mayim shebekelim, this is aloche, so to boyisich nemoris, these shrotzim which are found in the mayim shebekelim and the boyisich nemoris are mutter, even without any simoni tayre. The Chazanish in Yerideya, Simon Yudalet, you've got in Yudbeis, is Mayrich to explain that the whole sugi of Gemara by us is only referring to these shrotim which are actually grow and on Noilad, on Nivro, they actually grow out of the water. After some time, when the water stays stagnant, then the water actually develops as some things which grow from the water. Nivro min amayim, mayim sheeshritzu, these Toloim and these shrotim, which are actually grown from the water itself, these shrotim, this is what the Gemara is referring to be mati, that these shrotim are mutter, b'mayim shebekelim, and so too in the Boyer Sich and the Moris, and the Charitzim and the Itzim, called the one day in Tosfos, if it's not Nevea. These are the heter of shrotim, which is discussed in our sugya. Masha'in Kein says the Chazon Ish, if we're going to have something which is born, which is actually noilad inside the bur, inside these kelim, through, like normally through eggs, through beitzim, there's going to be born over here, a dog tome, a tome dig a fish. Says the Chazon Ish, there's no havamin over here in the Gemara to be mati, to say that this dog tome should be mutter ba'achila, because he actually was hatched, was born in the keli, or in the bur. The Gemara is only referring to something which was actually noilad min amayim, but not noilad b'mayim. The Iker Hoichocha and the Taina of the Chazanish to prove this point is because he says that the Gemara in the beginning of Bechiris, which we mentioned many times earlier, in Vavamid Beis, the Gemara says the klal is that kol ayutzei min ha'asa asa. Anything which comes out of a dover ha'asa is also asa. Memeila says the Chazanish, if this fish over here, this dag tome, was actually not born, was not noilad min amayim, he's just noilad b'mayim through normal other fish, he came from other fish, which were actually mashrit this fish, says the Chazanish, the din of the fish is going to be a locha of yoytzei min ha'asa, since the parents were tome, they're tome digger fish, they do not have any simoni tire, they were actually born in the yam, bayamim of banecholim, and they have a locha if they don't have any snapping kaskeses, they are also ba'achila, so to any of their fish are also going to be asa, even if they're noilad in a bor or in a ma'im shebekeilim. Memeila says the Chazanish, bal kochoch, the only halacha which we can have in order to be mati and there shouldn't be a problem of yoytzei min ha'asa is only going to be referring to something which is noilad min ha'maim, and the halacha is, even though normally we need to have simoni tayer, over here we have a naya halacha in the sugya teaching us that ma'im shebekeilim or bo'isiyach ha'ma'ora also has a heter of these shrotzim and these toloi. And this is b'emes the pashtus of Lashon Rashi in the sugi the whole time. Rashi refers to these things which were allowed to eat in the mayim. Rashi refers to them as toloim. Later on in the sugi, we'll learn the din of sheicheh v'sheiseh. Rashi keeps on discussing the aloha of toloim, which will be mashma. We're not referring to dag tomi, actually tomi digger fish. We're only referring to toloim and things which are actually nivrom in our mayim, like the Chazanish explains. So to the Lashon of the Meiri is also toiloim and the shrotzim dakim. Sounds like he's referring la fuka any dag tomi. Now, be'emes is mafurish in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hichas Macholos Asuris paid base halach yudzayin. He says a Lashon in order to be mate. He says mayim shebekelim shehishritzu. They actually shehishritzu is be mavur la the Chazanish that the toiloim and these shrotzim are actually growing and being nivra and being nigdal from the mayim, not just being noilad b'mayim. I will discuss later on bariches more in the shita of the Rambam. Al Kaponim, this is the yisoid of the Chazanish, and he argues very much la aloch over there that there's no heter over here of mayim shebekelim, only on something which is nivra min amayim, not any other dag tomi. But asks the Chazanish on himself that lechiria, this is very shver from this Gemara which we started with. That the Gemara says, as a drosha over here, bayamim u'banecholim, the Gemara tells us, bayamim u'banecholim hu dechis le'achoyl, deles le'eloiseichoyl. But the Gemara teaches us over here, in samechvavim u'beis, ha bekelim, afagav deles le'achoyl. And then the Gemara asks the question, and says, maybe, the other way around, maybe we can learn out that bekelim, afagav deis le'eloiseichoyl. Maybe the drosha is telling us the exact opposite. That bayamim u'banecholim we have a heter of snapping and kaskeses, masha'in kein bekelim afal gav de isle, even though he does have a snapping and kaskeses, lo yiseichol, he should not be eaten. And the Gemara says, no, this is not lo yisal kedaitach, because we have a drosha teaching us that the drosha is be'emes telling us we do not have to have snapping and kaskeses. Now, as a Chazalish on himself, if we're going to be saying that the whole Gemara by us is only discussing something which is grown from the mayim, he's actually nivra min amayim, then says the Chazanish in the Metzius is, we're not going to have anything which is nivra min amayim, and he's going to have a snapi and kaskeses. Snapi and kaskeses, these are fish, and these fish are not nivra min amayim, they're actually noilad b'mayim, either through the parents, through the beitzim, or even without any beitzim, and the Gemara says in Bechiris, mashritz, bal koponim, these are not nivra from the mayim, they definitely have to come from other dogim. Memeila says the Chazanish, L'chayra, this is a taina on his holy side, because the Chazanish explains that in order to go mimati, we have to make sure there's no problem of yoytze. And normally the klal of yoytze min asa is asa. So too, says the Chazanish, the klal is also the other way around. Yoytze min amuta is muta, yoytze min atori tori. Mamela over here, since these fish actually have snapi and kaskeses, and they come from other fish who also have the simoni tari of snapi and kaskeses, then there's no way to go and say these fish will become asa, because the halacha is that kol ayotzei min amuta is muta. So Memeila, the Chazanish asks the Chiria, this is a tain on his own way of learning the Gemara. And he answers, doichik in the Gemara, he tries to matchik the Gemara, and then he brings down a Rashi in Avodah Zorah, interesting Rashi in Lamed Testament base, that Rashi says that there is a certain type of fish called a kilkis, who actually grows from the tzir, from the fish juice. And this kilkis, in Rashi's Mavur, he actually has a snapping and kaskesis. Memela says a chaznish, we see in Rashi a very interesting mitzias, that we can have something which grows from, actually from a mayim, from a tzir, and he actually does have these simonitari on snapping and kaskesis. Memela one can say that the Gemara over here will be referring to this kilkis, who he has a snapping and kaskesis, and he's going to be mutter if this is the Gemara saying only in Yamim and Cholim, but if he's found in Mayim Shebekelim, he grows from the Mayim Shebekelim, he's going to be Osir, and he doesn't have a heter of Kolayotzim in Amuta, his Muta, because, as we said, he is actually a Kilkis who grows from the Tzir. Mamela, this is how the Chazanish, he argues very strongly that definitely in the Gemara Lemaisa, when the Gemara says that the din of heter on these Shrotzim Shebemayim, in the Kalim, in the Boyasich and the Ma'oris, we're only referring to something which is Nivrom in Amayim, like we said from the Lashon Rambam. And this is Bechir Shveh from the Hemshecha Gemara. What was the Havamin in the Gemara to go and say that these fish, who actually have a snapper and kaskeses, they should be also, Bechir, these fish are actually born in the Mayim, but they're not born from the Mayim. We find over here in the Tiferet Yaakov, the Tiferet Yaakov in the Sefer over here on the Gemara, he asks the same Kasha of the Chazanish, that L'chayra, what is the Gemara? Kasha b'chlal to say that these fish should be also to be eaten, even though they have a snapper and kaskeses, L'chayra, we have a klal of kolayotze min amuta is muta, and explains it for Yaakov, like we said earlier in Daf Samechei, from the Chavis Das, in Simon Pei Aleph, Sikotan Beis, a big yisoy, that the whole yisoy of yotze only applies to something which is actually coming out of the guf ha-behema, like cholov, like dvash, something which is mismatze min ha-guf, from the actual goof of the behemoth this comes out, but not something that develops and turns into something else. There's a new barrier, an egg, or a new bria, a new leder. This does not have a halacha, and is not nichlal in the klal of Yotze. Says the Tiferes Yaakov, this mucha from our Gemara. Therefore, over here, even though the Gemara is referring to dogim tmeim also, not just something which is noilad min amayim, but also something which is noilad b'mayim, even though he, l'chira, has halacha of yotze, says the Tiferes Yaakov, no, because this halacha of yotze only applies to cholov, to milk coming out, to dvash, or other things which are mismatzem in aguf, but not to something which is born new, a new barrier, a new development, a new mitzias. This is not included in the klal of yotze, and mamela, he is actually tolui if he's found in the Mayim Shebekelim, and mamela says the Tiferes Yaakov, amoydig echidush, not like the Chaznish, and he learns the Gemara, that the Gemara over here is actually referring to any fish, any dog in Tmeim, which are actually born in the Mayim, even though they're not born from the Mayim, they actually, in the Gemara's Maskona, they have a heter in the Mayim Shebekelim, just like the Gemara in Avamina, the Gemara wanted to say, that these fish should be osa, even though they're not Nivro Min HaMayim, because we said the Metzias is, that normally anything which is Nivro Min HaMayim does not have a snapper and kaskeses. Memele says that Tiferes Yaakov is Muchach in the Gemara, we are referring to Poshet the Dogim, and Afa Pikein, a Moedig Echidush, that they can become Mutter if they are actually born and hatched inside Mayim Shebekelim or in the Poetziach Ma'or. Another pshat why there shouldn't be any problem of Yotze is because the Gemara says in Tmura in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that if it's Noilad Min HaBeitzo, then there's no Issa of Yotze because it's actually Misrach. It gets ruined in between and this disconnects the Vlad from the mother, and Mamela, this doesn't have an Issa of Yotze Min HaAsa. So this could be another case of something which will not have Issa Yotze if it's actually hatched, it comes out from an egg and not from the actual fish itself. This will also be a itzah to go and say that this Dag Tommy should be mutter in the Sheret Shebekelim. Memela, we said, even though the Pashtas of Lashon Rashi and the Meiri, so too is Mefurish in Lashon of the Rambam like the Chazanish, but the Tiferes Yaakov Lamais is Medaik in Lashon HaGemorah, that L'chiria from the Gemorah, like the Chazanish's Kasha, will be Mavua, that this Heter is not just a something which is born from the Mayim, but it is also something which is hatched and also born in the Mayim, this itself alone, enough of a heter, that we do not have to have any simoni tire. The Loshon of the Rashba, later on at the end of the period, Kisamach Zayin Amud Beis, He says also the Loshen that you could be mati any dogim tmeim in the mayim. It's mashma referring to also dogim tmeim, even normal fish which are tamei. Also the Rashba holds you can be mati. So too in oil moed, in shai tzveheta, derech rishon, the sivdalet. He says mafurish that you can be mati also dogim. The Loshen of Rabin Yeruchim in the Siv Tesvav, in Oyschav Vav and Oyschav Zayin, he refers also to dogim. And we find this mafurish also la'alocha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Loshen of the Shulchan Aruch is only Shrotzim, but says the Sfasemes in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideyatzim and Peidalet Sif Aleph, that the Loshen of Shrotzim is Lavdafke, because the Sugya of the Gemara is referring to any dogim, tmeim, which are actually born over here, are also going to be mutter, even though they're not actually born in the Mayim, but they're not born from the Mayim, but since they are born in the Mayim Shebekenim, this alone is enough as a heter, that they have a heter, they do not need to have a snappy and kaskesis. Mamela, we said, even though the Pashas Loshen Rashi is, it could be Rashi used the Loshen of Teloim, because that is normally the Metzias, where we have over here that they can be Noilad in the Mayim. Normally, this is going to be the Metzias of these Teloim and the small Shrotim, like the Miri says. But Al Koponim Lechiria, we have a Mufushim Machlukis, we train him over here, and this will depend, a very Yisidus figure Shaila, and B'chlal, what is the Heter over here on Mayim Shebekelim? Is this referring only to the Shrotim? The Pashtus and the Sugya, like we said, Loshen Rashi, Mufurish and Loshen Rambam, the Pashtus is that it's only Mutter, only something which is actually Noilad, Min HaMayim, or do we say, Amoydig Echidush, that we can have this Heter, even like the Tiferes Yaakov says, even on Dogim Tmeim, like we find here in some of the Shinus of the Rishonim, that we can be Mati any Dag Tomei, as long as he was Noilad inside this Mayim Shebekelim, or in the Mayim of the Beis Yach, and the Moharu also has the Heter that he does not have to have a snapper and kaskeses, and maybe we can have a Yichatimtze that will be able to eat even a dog tome, even a fish which is non-kosher, as long as he's in the Mayim with the Tanoim of the Gemara later on, in Samach Zayin Amud Beis, like we'll be discussing. But Al Koponim, the Ikah Heter will be referring also to a dag tome, a Moedi Yichidush, which the Tiferes Yaakov says in the Gemara, that our Sugya includes even the dog Tommy also. Now this was actually a big pulmus, it was a big shaila a few years ago. There were people who wanted to be mati, hichatimtza, they should be able to eat shrimps and other dogim tmeim, shrotim tmeim. And the idea was to use the het of our Gemara, they'll grow these shrimps from the eggs, from the two pet shrimps themselves. They'll go and give birth only in the Mayim Shebekelim and the Boitziach Moro. And the middle they'll have the heter over here of our Gemara that you do not have to have a snappy and kaskeses. And they had the chatimtzes to work out that there shouldn't be a problem of pirusha, like the Gemara says later on in Samech Zayin Amud Beis. And the main ikataina was, because according to the Chazon Ish, this is definitely also, because the whole heter of our sugya is only if it's noilad min amayim, if it's grown actually from the water without a derech piru v'rivya, like normal fish and normal shrotim tmeim. The middle this was the ikataina, and the Chazon Ish actually writes this very strongly in his letter over there in Siman Yudalid, to go and say that it's definitely also, there's no way we could be mati any dog tomei and mamele who had in shotsim tomeim, these shrimps are definitely going to be also, even though they godel b'mayim and the noilad in the mayim shebekelim, but the sugya is only referring to something which is nivra min amayim, like we said in the Loshon of the Rambam and the Pashtus of the Loshon of Rashi. Now, the sugya by us is worth pointing out. This is also another shaila la'alocha very negeya b'zman hazeh. This was negeya in the water in New York, like Belsky and Bishol Belsky in the Sefer and Shulchan Alevi in Chelek Aleph, Birur Alocha, Simechof Aleph. He's very ma'irich on the shaila of the bugs found in the water. In the heter of Belsky was geboit on his sugya. This is the heter. He says that because these toiloim are actually nivrom in amayim, and therefore even according to the Chazon Ish, these bugs are going to be mutter, and it does not go aloch like dogim tmeim and other shrotzim tmeim, but these dogim are going to be, these toiloim, these bugs which are found, are going to be permissible according to the het of our Gemara of Mayim Shebekelim and Mayim of Abu Yisiyach Ma'oro. And the discussion over there was, do we say that these bugs actually start off in the places where it has aloch of a boy siach umaoro, or do we say that they actually noilad and the nivra from the waters which are mayim noivim, which have a locha of a charitzim and eitzim of the mayim noivim of bayamim or banecholim, and the mele they do not have the heter of our sugya, and this is our Belsky over there discusses by Riches in the sefer over there in Shulchan Alevi in Chelek Aleph. Now, one more point, which is negea very much bizman hazeh, is a very interesting shaila that David Karoliner brings up in his sefer Sheilas David at the end of the sefer on Chidushim in Chulin Daf Samech Vav. Says David Karoliner that if we look in our sugya, we only find that this halacha of yamim and cholim, which tells us that the mayim shebekelim is mutter anything, even if it doesn't have any snapir and kaskeses, we only find this halacha lekula, that even though there's a din of snapir and kaskeses, in the mayim shebekelim there's no such halacha, and even without snapir and kaskeses could be mutter. But says David Karoliner, lechayur one should say that this din will also come out chumra, because lechayur anything which is in the mayim shebekelim is nismayit, is not included in the klal of the simoni tayre of the snapi and kaskeses. Mamela one should say that even if one finds a dog tor, which actually does have the simoni tayre, and he's in these places, these bodies of water, which is not included in the klal of snapi and kaskeses, because he's ma'in shebekelim, or he's in a boi siach ma'oro, then the whole heter of these fish or is going to be only because it's in Mayim Shebekelim and in the Boisiyah Chamorah, not because of the Simoni Tyre. Because just like we're going to be Mati, a dog Tomei, or something like upon him, which is Nivirom in Amayim, and the reason is because there's a new heter over here of Mayim Shebekelim, then even if something actually does have the Simoni Tyre, they cannot be used to be Mati him, because this is not the reason why the Tyre was Mati anything in the Mayim Shebekelim. They go with a different Mareches, they have a different din to become mutter, not because of the simonim which they have, only because they're found actually in the Mayim Shebekelim. Mamela says if David Karoliner, maybe the Chiddush LaHalacha should come out, that if we actually have a dog Tohor, which has simoni, snapi and kaskeses, but if he's going to be pirish min amayim, which the Gemara says later on, that if it was pirish al kaponim chayo when it's alive, then it becomes osa, it does not include, it's not included anymore in the heter of mayim shebekelim. Then in this case, l'chayir, says the David Karoliner, even if the fish actually does have simoni tayir, he cannot be mutter, because the only reason why the tayir was matter him was only midin sheret shebemayim, and now he doesn't have aloch anymore, sheret shebemayim, l'chayir, he should become osa now, like the Gemara says later on, by pirish, even though he does have actually have the simoni tayir. And this will be a meridiger chumir la'alocha, because most fish, a lot of fish al-koponim, nowadays, there's farmed fish, they are grown actually in the boyus, sichin umoris, they're not grown in mayim, no, we do not farm them, we don't take them out of the sea, a lot of them are farmed fish, and mamela, these cases are actually grown in places which have alocha of boyus, siach umoris, where the heta is gonna be, because of mayim shebekelim, and this din of our sugya, the mail according to David Karoliner's chidush, it should come out meidige halocha that these fish are actually going to be also since they're taken out of the water, even when they're alive, and they do not have the heta anymore of snapi and kaskeses. But says of David Karoliner lechayer from the pashtus asugya that we find this din only lechumra, only lekula, but no, don't find it lechumra. The reason is because the ma'aseh have to say that the din is only said only to be matted something without snapi and kaskeses, but actually if he does have simoni tayre, we could still rely on these simonim, even when it's pirish. This is what we have to say l'chirer, to take out from the sugya, otherwise we'll come out of meidig chidush l'chumre. Once again, if we're going to say like the Chazanish, that we're machmil alocha like the Chazanish, that the din of the sugya is only referring to these shrotzim, which are actually nivrom min amayim, memela, this does not apply at all to any fish. Memela, the fish which are farmed, and they are actually have simoni tayre, they are anyway not included in the klal of our sugya, and mamela's poshet, that they can have the heter of the sin of snapi and kaskeses. This is a point which Sheilas Tov is very interesting. The Kuda, he points out in the end of his sefer, over here in Chidushim, in Daf Samech Vav. Now moving further on in the Gemara, in Daf Samech Zayin Omed Aleph, the Gemara brings down the din of Rav Huna. Omar Rav Huna, lo lishvi inish, Shichre b'tzvayse b'urte. One should not drink sheicha and go and sift this sheicha with the eitzim by night. Dilma poish le'el mitzvayse v'hoda nofil l'kotha v'v'oiva mishum sheret ha'sheret ala oretz. It's mavur here in the Gemara. This Gemara is a continuation from the halachas which we've been discussing till now, that the sugya has a heta of any toilas which is growing in the mayim, the shrotzei ha'mayim, if it's a locha of mayim shebekelim, it is muta. And it's mavur in our sugya over here by us now, Rav Huna, that this halocha is not dafka by mayim, it doesn't apply dafka to water, to miyamim and cholim, This halacha is even by Sheikha, other mashkin also. This is actually Paskin Mefurish in the Rambam, in Peyuk Beis Macholas Asuris, halacha Yutes, halacha Chof, so too in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea, Pei Dalet, Siv Gimel, the Shach over there, Siv Kotten Aleph. They all point out this Nekuda, that this heta of the Sugya is not Dafka by Mayim, it's by any mashkin. Remember Supreme Godim over there on the Shach, and Siv Seidat, Siv Kotten Aleph, he asks that we have to be able to understand when the Makuri of the Gemara is to say that this halacha applies to all mashkin. Maybe it's only by the Mayim, which is the discussion in the Pasuk of Bayamim or Banacholim. But Al Kaponim, this is Mefurish halacha. Everyone agrees that this din applies to any mashkin, anything which is Nivra Al Kaponim, Mina Mayim, Mina Mashkin, it is going to be Mutter. Now, Rav Huna says a chidush over here, that this din, which we find in the Sugya, that the din, the Mayim Shebekelim and the Boisiach Moro is Mutter, says the Gemara by us, and it's a continuation of the Gemara Namad Beis, that this halacha only applies if it's loy pirish min amayim. If you stayed inside the mayim the whole time, it was mechuba l'mayim. But if it was pirish min amayim, then it becomes osa from the issa of sheretz hasheretz ala oretz. This is what's mavur in the Gemara. But the Maisa, it is not clear what exactly is the chidush of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says a din over here, lelishvi in a shichre b'tzvaitza, he's definitely telling us a chashash, that we have to be machmi, we have to be choishish, that maybe there's actually toiloim, which are going to be pirish, they're going to come out during this process over here, when you're putting them over, when you're pouring the sheikha over the eitzim, and they're going to go onto the eitzim and later on fall further down. I'm a melo lav alocha v'pirish. The shali is if Huna's ike chidush teaching us the alocha, that pirish min amayim, or pirish min amashkim, it says also, this is the ike chidush of Rav Huna. And this is what he's telling us, that's the reason why we have to be choishish at night. And this is the mashmos of the Gemara asks a kasha on Rav Huna, ihochi b'monenami, ihochi, says the Gemara, if Rav Huna is right, that we have to be choishish for such a thing, ihochi b'monenami, and every single time we have, in the keli, we have mayim shebekelim, we should also be choishish that maybe this toilas, this sheret actually went already on the doifen akli and then came down. It sounds like in the Gemara on the Makshin that the chiddush of Rav Huna is telling us that pirish is also, and Mamil asks the Gemara if Rav Huna is true that pirish is also, what should be the pshat? In the keli also we should be choishish. But Lemaisa, if we learn like this, then the Hemshech HaGemara is also is going to be very shver because the Gemara continues on and says, we have a riot to Rav Huna's halacha. Because of this halacha of a boisiach umara shesheicha v'sheisa me'ameinu nimna, over there also by a boy we should be choishish, says the Gemara that maybe the sheret and the telat already left the body of the water and went onto the doifen haboy. Why should we not be choishish? And the Elomai says the Gemara, this is a raya that there's a svar of haini revise. This is the natural way of him growing. And Mamela, this doesn't have a halacha of a pirish. Now, if one is going to say that the Huna's chidush is that bichlal the din of pirish is also, Mamela, there'll be no raya to this din of haini revise, because if you argue on Rav Huna, then it's posh there's no chashash by the bur. Mamela says it to Yerush Chaim in the Sefer over here in his Pirish, that Bal Kochach we have to say that this is not the Ike Chiddush of Rav Huna. And even the Makshin and the Shaklevetai over here on the Gemara is not to prove Rav Huna's din. Rav Huna is not coming to say that halacha, that if Pirish it becomes Asa, this everyone agrees, everyone knows this halacha, that if Pirish is going to be Asa. The Chiddush of Rav Huna, the extra Chiddush he has, is teaching us that this din of Pirish one can say, since the Issa is going to be an Issa of Sheretz Ha'aretz, like the Gemara says, Mamela maybe we have to make sure that this is going to be a Pirish onto the floor and onto something which is Mechubel Lekarka, like a Doifen Habor, Mashain Kain, the Eitzim, which Rav Huna uses, and so too the Breis, the Gemara, which the Gemara discusses, the Doifen Hakli. Maybe these things are not enough to say that if the Sheretz crawls onto the Doifen Akli or onto the Eitzim, which are Tolush, which are not connected to the floor, maybe this doesn't have a halacha of Sheretz, HaSheretz, Ala Oretz. Mamela, the Ike Chiddush of Rav Huna is to tell us that the din of Pirish is also in a case where it's Pirish onto the Eitzim or onto a Keli, and this is the Chiddush of Rav Huna, and on that the Gemara asks, if so, if you're going to tell me by Eitzim, so too by Kelim. And then the Gemara says, we not Tamer, because by the doifen of the boy, which is connected, Mechubel Lekarka, everyone agrees that Pirish is also, is Bal Kolchach, we have to anyway say a Svara of Hainu Revise, and Memele we can apply and use the same Svara, so too by the doifen Akli, even though if we say that Akli is also enough to say this is a din of a Pirish. Memele comes out the way the Teres Chaim over here explains the Gemara, that the Iker Din of Evhuna is not telling us that Pirish is Asa. This everyone agrees, like we see in the whole Sugya. The whole Heta is only if it's Loi Pirish, but if it leaves already the body of the water, then it becomes Asa. And Evhuna is telling us an extra Chidush, besides the Chashash, that we have to be Chushish at night for this Chashash, but he tells us also that the Din of Pirish is not actually onto the floor, even onto a Dova Tolush, is also enough to tell us this Halacha. And says it to Rav Chaim, that this is going to be the raya to Rav Huna that Rav Chista brings from the Braisa at the end of the Amud. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Hasheretz, Hasheretz al Oretz, and Rav Chista says, this comes to be Marbe L'Rabbo Yisef Chushin, She Sinanon, and the Gemara adds on, Taimi the Sinanon, Olu Sinanon Shari, which most Rishonim are not goyus this extra diuk of the Gemara of Taimi the Sinanon, and explains it to Rav Chaim, the raya is Be'emes from the Iker Braisa. The Braisa tells us that these Yavchushim become Asa when it goes through the process of Sinanon, and this is normally through a sift, which has a halacha of the Dovot Tolush, is a raya to Evhuna that a Pirish, even on a Dovot Tolush min HaKarka, also has a halacha of a Pirish, and not just something which is Mechubel Oretz, in order to have the halacha of Sheretz HaSheretz HaOretz. So Al Kapolim, this is a sugi over here, Evhuna by us, and it comes out we have a halacha that if Pirish is Asa, and if Huna teaches us extra Kechidush, extra Nekuda, that even if it's Pirish, on something which is Tolush Min HaKarka. Now in the Iker Sugya of the Gemara, which we mentioned by us, is discussing, like Rashi explains, a Sheretz HaMayim, which Be'emes should be Mutter if it's inside the Mayim, inside the Sheikha, because it has the Heta of Mayim Shebekelim, and Afal Pikein, even so, it's Mavu in the Gemara, that if it's Pirish, if it leaves the water, in a case where it's not the natural way of growing, it's not Hainu Revise, it becomes Asa. The Gemara is Mefurish, that the reason why this Sheretz becomes Asa, he becomes Asa of the Lav of Sheretz, HaSheretz Al-Oretz. Arashi explains this is because he even walks along these Eitzim a bit, which we'll see in the Gemara Nomid Beis, that the Din over here of the Issa is because of the Issa of Sheretz HaSheretz HaOretz, which is Be'emes Mefurish also in the Gemara at the end of the Amud. Rav Chista brings the Braisa, a Raya to Rav Huna, from the Posuk of Sheretz HaSheretz HaOretz, L'Rabbo Yisyav Chushin, Shesinanon. This is the reason why they become Asa, is because Sheretz HaOretz, they go into the Lav of Sheretz HaOretz. That means that even though we said that we're discussing Be'emes the Sheretz HaMayim, we're discussing Shrotim which is growing in the water, and they also have Sheretz HaMayim, but the reason why they become Asa later on is not because Sheretz HaMayim, because this Heter, which there's a din that you do not need the Snape and Kaskeses, the way Rashi learns the Sugya is Be'emes telling us that the Heter of Mayim Shebekelim is Mati the din of Sheretz HaMayim. We do not need any Snape and Kaskeses. Memele, even later on, there's no Hagbolah to say that this din is only when it's still in the Mayim. And even out of the Mayim also, it is still Mutter because of the Issa of Sheretz HaMayim. Because there's a din on this Sheretz that he's not also, he does not need a Snape and Kaskeses, since he's Mayim Shebekelim, he's Noilad from this Mayim, and this Mayim, he does not have a Halacha of Sheretz HaMayim ever, Lo'ilom Void, he's not going to have this Issa. And the only reason why he becomes also later on when he's a Pirish, explains the Gemara, the reason is because there's a new Issa of Sheretz HaSheretz HaOretz, since Lemaisi he came out of the Mayim, and now he started crawling on the floor, Mameli has a Halacha of Sheretz HaOretz, even though he is not Nichlal, he's not included in the Issa of Sheretz HaMayim. Memela, it comes out that in the Gemara over here, the Pirish is actually changing his din, and he's becoming now a Sheretz HaOretz when he comes out, when he's Pirish. This is the Gemara over here on Amud Aleph. The same idea we find in the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara discusses over there the dinim of a toilas, of the worm which is growing inside the peri, and the Gemara discusses the Chiddush of Shmuel, the difference if it's Mechuba Lekarka, or if it's ready Tolush, if the peri has already come off. And the Gemara says, there's also a halacha which everyone agrees, that the telas, which is inside the peri al-kaponu when it's tolush, and it never left the peri yet, it hasn't ever left the fruit, then the Gemara is mavur, it is not also from the Issa of Sheretz HaOretz, he doesn't yet have an Issa of Sheretz HaOretz until he comes out of the peri. And this is agreed upon in the case with tolush, that he doesn't have a din of Sheretz HaOretz, only once he's a perish, and then he becomes a Sheretz HaOretz. And the Gemara Amud Beis has a few shailas, different cases of Pirish, like we'll discuss soon. If they have a halacha of a Pirish, do they say that he's still called, that he's inside the Peri, or do we say that he's already called, he's left the Peri? And the Gemara says, Pirish Omeisa, Pirish La'avir Ho'ilom. And over there, the Rashbo says that this shaila of the Gemara, when it's pirish lave or ilom, that the Gemara has a suffix, if that is enough to say that he's a pirish and now he becomes a sheretz or oretz, the same shaila applies to the Gemara Nomad Aleph, that the Gemara over here is discussing sheretz hamayim, and he doesn't have a toyo as sheretz, and only when he comes out, then he becomes a sheretz or oretz. This is the same shaila, because the whole sugya is one discussion. We have a shaila over here, different shrotzim, which they only become a sheretz or oretz only when they leave, either because they're sheretz hamayim, and when they're in the mayim, they don't have a din of sheretz or oretz yet, and they don't have an issa at all of sheretz hamayim, because they're in mayim shebekelim. And the mele only when they come out, then is the zman to be chal on him a toyah as sheretz or oretz. And so too in the Gemara with the base, when we have a sheretz inside the fruit, that the vayle doesn't have a halacha of a sheretz or oretz, because he hasn't yet cooled out onto the floor, and then also the zman when it's going to be chal on him the toyah as sheretz or oretz is only by the zman when he's pirish either al oretz or lave or ilom. Memela says a Rashba, the gedorim are going to be the same, because it's all one big discussion over here. If when is exactly is the time when he's going to be chal a toyah as sheretz or oretz? So too the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Shirish Hey, says everything is one sugi over here, being in the Gemara Amad Aleph, which is actually referring to Sheretz HaMayim. But as we said, the Sheretz HaMayim is not going to be Chal, because he's Mayim Shebekelim. And Mamela, the reason why it's going to become Osa later is only because Sheretz HaOretz. And this is the same Shaila of the Gemara Amad base of Sheretz in the Peri, if it becomes Osa by Pirish, the different Shailas of the Gemara, even though some of the Shailas are definitely only Negea to the Shaila of the Perish, the svaros of the Gemara of Hainir Vise, the svaros of the Gemara could be only apply to the cases, some shailas only to the Telas HaPeri, but Al Koponim, the Rashba explains, the shaila of L'Ave O'ilom will apply to the Gemara Nomad Aleph also. So this is the Malach which we find in Rashi, clearly in the Rashba, on the Ramban, and this seems to be the Ongenum and Pshat, the main Pshat over here in most of the Rishonim. But the MS, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Macholes Asuris Perik Beis Halochichof, the Rambam seems to learn the whole Gemara over here in a totally different way. The Rambam brings down the halacha of Rav Huna, that one should not go and drain this sheicha through the Eitzim by night, because maybe it'll be a pirish, and says the Rambam, the problem is that if it's going to be a pirish, if it's going to come out of the sheicha, then the person's going to be over if he eats this sheretz, because of the lav of sheretz hamayim. This is how the Rambam quotes the din of Rav Huna, and the Mishkanes Yankiv points this out in Tshuva and Simen Lamed, Yerideya Simen Lamed. He says that it must be the Rambam was gurious in the Gemara, in the Divrei of Huna, not like we have by us in the Gemara. By us in the Gemara, the gurious is Mefurish, that he's going to be over from the Sheretz, HaSheretz, HaLaoretz. He's going to become a Sheretz HaOretz, but it seems that the Rambam had a different gurious, and he was gurious Sheretz HaMayim, or he was gurious Sheretz Stam, like it seems also the gurious in Abinu Gershom over here by us on the side of the Gemara. And the Rambam learns a whole different Havona and a whole different Pshat in Rav Huna's halacha. The din of Rav Huna is actually saying a hagbola, a stipulation to the din which we've learned till now. Even though we've had a halacha of Maim Shebekelim, that anything which is growing in the Kli, if it's a Kli, it's not Maim Noivim, it is not similar to Yamim or Vanecholim, then there's no din of Simoni Tyre, and this Sheretz HaMaim is Mutter. On that says the Gemara by us that now that if it's a pirish, if it actually leaves the mayim, then it loses this heter and it becomes osa now for this same issa of sheretz hamayim. He doesn't have a new issa of sheretz or oretz like Rashi and the Rishonim learn, but it is actually gets back his old din of sheretz hamayim, since he's always really a sheretz hamayim and his only mutter, only kolzman, he's inside the mayim. And the second he leaves the water and he leaves the sheichar, then it becomes also for Sheretz HaMayim, like the Rambam's Girsa in the Gemara. So too the Rambam later on in the Braisa, in the din of L'Rabbo Yisav Chushin Shasinanon, even though by us in the Gemara, we have the Girsa of the Ribui, it's from the Pasuk of Sheretz HaSheretz HaOretz, which is Mefurish, like Rashi in the Rishonim, that the Issa over here is Sheretz HaOretz, but the Rambam actually has a Girsa, and some Rishonim Mefurish by us, have the Girsa that the Ribui is from a different Pasuk. It's from a pasuk ves nivlosom to shaketsu, which is actually a pasuk mentioned by Sheretz HaMayim, and this is the Makori to teach us this halacha, that if it's a pirish, it is also, that this is all a hagbola, it's a stipulation and a tnai in the heter, which we've learned in the whole sugya, even though we have a heter of mayim shebekelim, this is only if the sheretz is still actually inside the mayim. But the second he leaves the Mayim, now he becomes Osir for Sheretz HaMayim, and not because of a new Issa of Sheretz HaOretz. This is how the Rambam learns the Gemara over here by us in Rav Huna. So too, the Gemara Nomad Beis, that the Gemara discusses Toilas HaPeiros, a something which grows inside the fruit, which we explain that the Gemara is saying that even though inside the peri is not also for Sheretz HaOretz, but later on when he comes out of the peri, he becomes also, we said from the Ramban, he's also because of the love of Sheretz HaOretz. So too is Mefurish Rashi in Makkos Tezayin Amud Beis. Rashi says Mefurish that later on when he comes out, he's going to be also because of Sheretz HaOretz. But the Rambam over here also has a different mahalach in the sugya. And the Rambam says Mefurish in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Loisa Seikuf Ein Tes, that Be'emes a Toilas, a worm, which grows from the pre, from the fruit, he is not also for Sheretz Oretz ever, even later on when he's going to be Pirish, he is not included in the Sheretz Oretz. A Sheretz Oretz is only if he's Noilad min Oretz, he's Noilad ba'Oretz, but something which grows from the fruit itself, while Kaponim inside the fruit, does not have the din of Sheretz Oretz ever. Says the Rambam, the reason why the Gemara says that when he leaves the fruit and it's a Pirish al Oretz, then the reason why it becomes Osir, says the Rambam, this is a new lav of Tilas HaPeiros. The Rambam has this a new lav, a separate lav from Sheretz Oretz. The Rambam says this is a lav for any Tilas which grows inside the pre, has a halacha, grows inside the fruit, has a halacha of a new lav of Issa to eat this Tilas. And explains the Rambam that Be'emus, this lav should apply even when the Tilas, even when the worm is still inside the fruit. Since it is a new lav, it doesn't have a halacha, normal halachas of Sheretz HaOretz, but Afal Pikein, even so, it's Mavur in the Gemara, that when it's inside the pre, when it's inside the fruit, it is still mutter, and the Rambam explains the reason is, because even this lav also was said in the Torah, in the Loshon of Sheretz HaSheretz HaOretz. The Loshon of the lav is also mentioned in this Toilas, it has to be Sheretz HaOretz. In the middle of the Tanai, there's a din that he has to be a pirish minapri. He has to leave the fruit in order to become osa, even though it's a new lav. It is not the regular lav of Sheretz HaOretz. He has a new lav of Toilas HaPiris. Be'afal Pikein, even so, there's a halacha that he has to be a pirish, because if he's still inside the peri, then he has a heter, because it says in the Loshon of the Pasuk of Sheretz HaOretz. Memela, the Rambam, learns the two Gemaras over here by us. The Gemara by us in Amud Aleph by Sheretz HaMayim, and so too the Gemara in Amud Beis by Toilas HaPeiros, that both of them are not discussing the Aloch of Sheretz HaOretz and the time when the Chalois of Sheretz HaOretz is going to be Chal on him, if it's already Ba'aveh HaOilom, or if it's only when it's on the floor, or if he needs a Halicha Al HaOretz, like other Rishonim learned. Rambam learns the Gemara a whole different way. We're not discussing at all the Zman of Sheretz HaOretz, because both Gemaras are not going to be also for Sheretz HaOretz. The Shaila of the Gemara over here is only in the Gedorim of Pirish, when something has a heter, when it's inside the Mayim, or it has a heter if it's inside the Peri, when it's inside the fruit. And the din is that when it leaves the Mayim, when it leaves the water, or when it leaves the fruit, it becomes also. And this, the Gemara discusses, the Gedorim of Pirish, when it leaves, what is the halacha? When it leaves the Mayim, it becomes also al Sheretz HaMayim, and so too, when it leaves the Peri, it becomes also for this lav, this new lav of the Rambam, of Toilas HaPeiros. And this is a discussion in the sugya, nothing got to do with Sheretz HaOretz. So may this a very sadistic machlokes over here in Rishonim, even though most Rishonim over here seem to learn the Gemara of Sheretz HaOretz, the Mishkanes Yankiv, we said earlier, in Yudideus, Simon Lamed, he's Mayrich with the Shita of the Rambam, that the sugya over here is discussing actually Sheretz HaMayim and Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis is a new lav of Toilas HaPeiros. Now, Be'emes, if we look and we analyze the Shita of the Rambam, we'll see even more that the Rambam has a new Havona over here, a total different Havona in the Ikka Heter over here in the sugya of Toilas HaPeiros, and so too in the Heter of Mayim Shebekelim. The Rambam, when he writes the Din, that if you have a Toilas, if you have a Sheretz which is found in the Mayim Shebekelim, it is mutter to be eaten even without the Heter of Snapi and Kaskeses. It says the Rambam in Perik Beis Halach Yudzayin, the Heter of Sheretz HaMayim is called Zaman Sheloi Pirish. And says the Rambam, Mutter Lishtois Shrotzim Ho'elu Im HaMayim. One is allowed to drink these Shrotzim im hamayim together with the water, then he has a heter to drink these shrotzim. Now the Maaser Rikeach over there on the Rambam already points out that the heter of the Rambam is not dafke, this din which we find in our sugya of sheret hamayim, that it's mutter in the mayim shebekelim, is not dafke if you drink it together with the water. If it could be a pirish, sometimes it could be a pirish, it can leave the water and it go crawl up the side of the boar. The Gemara says, Ainu revise, this is the natural way of its being, of its growing, and therefore it's not called a pirish. And in this case, he's eating it from the side of the boar. He actually is not having this din im amayim. And it will seem to be that the Rambam will hold that even though when it goes onto the side, the Gemara calls it Ainu revise, this is only when it actually goes back into the boar, back into the mayim, then it becomes osur, then it becomes back muta to drink this sheretz together with the mayim. So to the Prima Godim at the beginning of Simon Pei Dalet, he's medayik this diuk in the Rambam, that the Rambam, when he brings down the halacha of boru, the hainu revise, he says that the heter is only when it crawls onto the wall of the boru, and later on, chuyze lemayim, he goes actually back into the mayim, then it becomes muta. As we said, the Rambam's heter is to drink it together with the water, which will be mashma, that there will never be a heter to go and drink and eat this sheretz by itself, if he's not together with a mayim, even if he does not have a halacha of a pirish, even though he is not enough to say that he already left the mayim, because if he goes back into the mayim afterwards, he's actually going to be mutter. The Binas Odom explains the shitta of the Rambam, that maybe the Rambam's shitta is, he cannot eat the sheretz by itself, because of a different issa of bal tishaktsu, it's a dover mos, and therefore the Rambam holds that this issa is only the heter of the Gemara, it's only if you drink it together with the mayim, the Loshon of the Rambam, im mayim shebekelim. But Behemes, if we look in the Loshon of the Rambam, we find the same idea, the same Loshon of the Rambam, in the Lav of Tilas HaPeiris, which we said earlier over there in the Rambam, in Perik Beis, Halacha Yudalad, the Rambam says, that the din of the Shrotzim, or have a din of Sheretz HaOretz, is one Lav, and there's a new Lav called Tilas HaPeiris, which means any worm and anything growing inside the peri and hasn't yet left the peri, it becomes mut, it's still mutter. But the second it leaves the peri, then it becomes osur for the new lav of Tilas HaPeiris. Now over there also the Rambam says a loshen that the heter which we have from eating this Tilas, when he's still inside the fruit, says the Rambam, the heter is if he eats the fruit together with the Tilas, lechul api ima Tilas shebetoichoi, this is a heter. Which will be mashma also in the Rambam, that the heter has to do with the actual fact that he's eating the peri together with the telas, like the Rambam says by the mayim, that the heter is to eat, to drink the mayim together with the telon which are inside it. Is mavur in the pashtus of the Rambam, that the Rambam actually understands the heter which we have in our sugya of sheretz hamayim, not like the other Rishonim, as we explained, that the Rishonim understand the din of sheretz hamayim is a heter that they do not need snappy and kaskeses, and Mamela, their mutter forever, this Sheretz HaMayim is never also in Mayim Shebekelim and the Boisiyah HaChumora. And the only reason why it becomes also later on by Pirish is only for a new Issa of Sheretz HaOretz. But as we said, the Rambam learns that when it becomes a Pirish, it becomes also for the din of Sheretz HaMayim, it's Mavur in the Rambam, that Be'emes, even when he's inside the water, he's also actually included in the Klal of Sheretz HaMayim. He is actually also a Sheretz HaMayim, even when he's inside, and he's a Loi Pirish Min HaMayim. So too, by the Tilas HaPeiris, there's a new Lav over here for anything growing inside the fruit. And the Rambam holds that this new Lav includes any time that this Tilas is growing from the Peri, even when he's still inside, he also has a Tilas Sheretz HaPeiris. He has a din of a Tilas HaPeiris, even when he's inside, that it is not only Chal, the Iker Tilas Tilas, later on when he leaves the peri. Already, originally, when he's growing, he already has a toyas toylas. Now, the reason why he's mutter, when he's still inside the peri and he's still inside the mayim, the reason why the Rambam explains the reason why he's mutter is actually because we do not look at the person when he's drinking the mayim and when he's eating the fruit, we do not look at him at all that like he's eating the toylas and he's eating the sheretz. It is nitfal, it is toffel to the mayim since he hasn't yet left the water, since he hasn't yet left the peri. This is a tfelus in the achila that we can look at the person that he's actually not at all eating this sheretz, and it's a tfelus to give him a heter to eat it together with the mayim and to eat it together with the peri, like the Loshon of the Rambam. Which is not actually a heter on the sheretz, it's a heter on the maisa achila, that it is a tfelus that until he leaves the Mayim and until he leaves the Peri, he is mutter, like the Lashon of the Rambam is, that he is only mutter to eat it together with the Mayim and so too together with the Peri. Because as we explained, the Rambam Shitta is that it actually is a Sheretz HaMayim. V'horaya later on when he comes out and when he's a Pirish, then he's actually also because of the lav of Sheretz HaMayim and not a new lav of Sheretz Oretz. Because the reason is, he is always a Sheretz HaMayim and the only reason why he's mutter is because there's a new heter over here to eat it, to drink it together with the Mayim, this toffle to the Mayim, like we find the Rambam by the Tilas HaPiris, that the Tilas, even though he already does have a Tiras Tilas, when he's inside the Peri, but he becomes toffle to the Peri, and therefore this is the reason why the Rambam makes a Tanai, that he has to eat it together with the Peri, and so too by the Mayim, he has to drink it together with the Mayim, like the Mayim Shirikeach is Medaik, in the Lashon of the Rambam, and we said also from Pri Megodim, this is the Shitta of the Rambam, that Zakpoda, he has to eat it together with the Mayim, and he has to eat the Tilas together with the Peri, and only then he becomes Mutter. Mamela comes out over here, we have a very Yisoidisig Machloikus, between the Rambam and other Rishonim, b'chlal in understanding the Iker Heter over here of Mayim Shebekelim. As we said, the other Rishonim, they learn that Mayim Shebekelim is teaching us that there's no Tanai of Sheretz HaMayim, of Snappi and Kaskeses. He is not at all a Sheretz. And Mamela Lo'ilom Vod, he's not going to be a Sheretz. Even when he leaves the Mayim, he's only also for a different reason, for Sheretz Oretz. Mashenke, the Rambam learns that he is always a Sheretz HaMayim. There's a new Heter over here, only if he drinks it together with the Mayim, then it's a tfelus, he's nitfal to the Mayim, b'fratek, we said earlier from the Rambam, that we're talking about these shrotim, which are nivro min ha-mayim, like the Loshon of the Rambam, of Mayim she'eshritzu, therefore it is not looked at all, that it's chal, a teriyas sheretz ha-mayim, if he hasn't yet left the Mayim, and Mamela, this is the reason why it is mutter, to be drunk, to drink this Mayim, even though it has still teloim inside. So this is the shitta mechudeshes of the year of the Rambam, even though we said, that most Rishonim lemaisa learn like Rashi, that the sugya is the sugya over here of Sheretz Oretz. Now moving further on in the Gemara, in the Shailas of the Gemara, in Samach Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Shaila boy of Yosef, Pirsha Umeisa Mahu. Rashi explains his algis in the Gemara, Pirsha Umeisa, it was Pirish, the Tehlas came out of the Peri, onto the floor, Umeisa, and then it died. Rashi explains the Shaila of the Gemara is, for the shame, for the Teiras, Chalois, Sheretz HaOretz, do we need to have actually a Halicha and a Shritza al HaOretz, but Poyol, he actually has to walk onto the floor, and therefore if he died and he didn't have time to go and do a Shritza, he's still not included in the Klal of Sheretz HaOretz, or do we say that that itself, that is a Pirish, this is enough to be called a Sheretz HaOretz? The Rambam's Gius is, Pirish, Pirisha, Mesa. Not Umesa, the Rambam's girl is Pirusha Mesa, it left the fruit when it was already dead. And the Rosh over here asks on the Rambam, this is very shver, why should it be such a tzad to say that if it leaves when it was already Mesa, how could it become a Sheretz Oretz if it was never alive when it was outside? Lemaisa, according to the Rambam, we said earlier, the Rambam's shitta is that over here we're not trying to make him into a Sheretz Oretz. We're just making a tnai of Sheretz Oretz, which is for the love of Tilas HaPiris. The Rambam has a new lav over here. It could be the Rambam is in his shitta of Telas HaPiris. This will be enough to be called a Pirusha because the Teiras Sheretz he already has inside is only missing the Teiras Sheretz Oretz, and this will be enough even though he's a Pirusha Meiso. Al Kaponim, this is the Gis of the Rambam, that Pirush Meiso. Our Gis in the Gemara is Pirusha Umeiso. And as we explained, that Rashi learns, the Shaila of the Gemara is, do we actually need a Shritza al Oretz Bepoyol, or is it enough that he's on the floor? Now, Rashi, if we look in the Rashi, Lashonus of Rashi, a few times in our Gemara, earlier on by Rav Huna, when he discusses the Sheretz HaOretz, when the Tilas leaves the Sheikha and goes onto the Eitzim, onto the wood, so too over here by Shmuel, when he's Be'ibeho, Rashi explains, a few times Rashi explains that the reason why he becomes a Sheretz HaOretz is because Richasho al HaOretz, he actually walked onto the ground, and this is what made him into a Sheretz HaOretz. So he says also is medayik like this in Rashi, in Devar Maschil Deikanami. Now, Lechoyer, it's we see in our Gemara, the way Rashi explains the Shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara has a suffix if there's a din and a tenai in Sheretz HaOretz, he actually has to walk on the ground. And the Gemara is mashma, it's only a suffix, even though l'alocha l'chumre, we're going to be paskening, it's a teiku, we're paskening l'chumre that he's ready becomes also even before. And Rashi earlier says that we need to have actually a halicha al-Oretz, he needs to walk on the floor. L'chir, this is only a suffix in our Gemara. the Prichodosh in your Yodea Simon Pedalet, Sivkot in Yudches, so to the Levari over here in the Gemara, they explained about Kochach wants to say that even though Rashi a few times in the Gemara says that he needs to walk on the floor, Rashi only means to say so because the Gemara by us has a Shaila if he doesn't walk on the floor, if he becomes also or not, and therefore Rashi wants to stay out of this Shaila of the Gemara, and he says a case where it's going to be also according to everyone, even if we're going to say that he needs to have a walk, to walk on the floor, this, Rashi explains different places that it becomes a Sheretz Oretz with Alicha al Oretz. But Be'emes and Echinami, according to the other side of the Gemara by us, that will be enough if he's Pirisho ala Karaka even without walking, so too in other places, in Evuna and so too in Shmuel, it is also going to be also, and Mamela says a Prichodosh la Alocha, since in this Gemara we pass in the Chumer, the other cases also by Rav Huna and Shmuel also, even without any richash or aloretz, it's also going to be also, even if he wasn't, didn't crawl at all, even inside the peri, he also has aloche of a sheretz aloretz, and he argues on the Rishonim, who quote Rashi, that the din of Shmuel and the din of Rav Huna is, and if you richash or aloretz, says the Prichodosh, the chir is not going to be negel aloche, because Rashi said so only according to one side in the Gemara, but according to the Maskana, we're going to have to be machmi, that there's a din of Sheretz Aoretz even without any walking at all, Memela so too in the Gemara earlier. Now the Ran over here asks another Kasha on Rashi. And the Ran asks that the Chayra, from the Loshon of the Rav Yosef who asks his Shaila of Pirsha Umesa, is Mashma in the Gemara, that the Shaila is not whether do we need to have a Shritza and Alicha Bepoyal or not. It's Dafka because he died, because the Sheretz died and now doesn't have any Efsharus, it's not possible at all for him to walk on the floor. This is the reason why Rav Yosef holds, maybe this is not enough to give him a din of Sheretz Aoretz, since now he died in Miad when he hit the floor and he never had the possibility at all to walk on the floor. Says the Ran is Mashma in the Gemara, that if it will be a Pirsho Chayo ala Karaka and he didn't have a Alicha, is also enough to be called a Sheretz Aoretz, since it's possible for him to go and do a Alicha. We do not need actual a halicha and a shritza bepoil to call him a sheretz aretz. The whole shaila of the Gemara is only by Pirsha Umesa. He died, says Iran, otherwise, why does Rav Yosef not talk about the shaila of the Gemara should be that it was Pirsha Chaya veloy holcha? This should be the Lashon of Rav Yosef. The fact that Rav Yosef discusses a case of a Mesa is Mavua, that only because he died, this is the reason why he's not called a sheretz aretz. And Mamele asks, on the Lashonus of Rashi, which we mentioned earlier, that Rashi says he needs Alicha al-Oretz, L'chir, if he's still alive, there's no tzad to say that he needs a Richash al-Oretz, and this is Bemis the day of the Rishonim earlier on also, in Dafnun Chesem and Beis, that a Sheretz al-Oretz is enough as long as he's alive, even if he doesn't actually walk anywhere, and the Shaila of the Gemara by us is only by a Pirsha al-Mesa. So this is an extra Shaila, which the Ran asks on Rashi, and the Prichodosh says, Bakochach, we're going to have to say in Rashi, the reason why the Gemara says Pirsha Umesa is only to teach us that there's a tzad to say that even if he died, this is also enough to be called a Sheretz Aretz, and that's why he takes on a case of a Pirsha Umesa. This is Rav Yosef discusses this case. But Enechanami, according to the other side of the Gemara, that maybe you need a Halicha, but probably actually has to walk, this will be Negea, even if he's still alive. This is how Rashi understands the Shaila of the Gemara, and therefore any case, even when he's still alive, will be tolui on this Shaila of the Gemara. But as we said, L'chumre, we're going to have to be machme and asa and say that he has an issa of Sheretz Aretz, even without any halicha at all. So this is the shit of Rashi, versus other Rishonim, they learn that L'maisa, the whole Shaila of the Gemara, is only by Mesa and not by Echayo. Now moving further on to the last sugya, the final point on this daf, the Gemara discusses the toiloim which we find in the Bosor, Darne de Bistra, says the Gemara Asiri. If we find any toiloim in the Bosor of a behema, it is also, but says the Gemara de Kavri, if we find toiloim in a fish, Sharion is Mutter, and the Heter, the reason is, says Rashi, because these toiloim which are found in the Bosor of the dog, in the flesh of the fish, they are actually godal. Rashi explains that these are actually grow in the fish itself. They're not osimi alma. They don't come from other places. They come from the fish itself. And the mele it's his mutter because they're godal betoich hadog. Masha'in kein, the Gemara says that darni the behema is osa. Now this halacha of darni the kavri, which are sharion, the toiloim, which we find in the bosa, in the flesh of the fish, is mutter. This is the halacha in our Gemara. and it's paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, in your idea simon peidalet sifte zayin, that any toiloim which we find by the fish, we take on that these toiloim are actually coming from the fish itself, and they are not coming me'alma, and therefore this is the reason why these toiloim are muta. Now this was lately has been a big discussion in the poskim, in the various toiloim which are found in different fish, in the herring, and this is the shayla from our Gemara. L'chiria is going to be mavua, that's muta, because the Gemara over here says clearly that the toiloim which are found in a fish, they actually come from the fish itself, and they do not come mi'alma. But lately they borayas from the Chachmi Ateva, that they said that some of these toiloim which are found in a herring, they actually come mi'alma, and memela, many poskim want to the ass of the herring, and the Belski, as we mentioned earlier in the Sefer, Bisal Belski, in his Shulchan Alevi, Chilek Aleph Simechov Gimel, he has a long tshuva to be moichiach from Al Gemara very strongly, that even these toiloim which are found lately in the fish, are also mutter, because this is all included in the klal of our Gemara of toiloim, that the toiloim and the fish are always mutter, the kavri sharion. This is the din of our Gemara, a very long discussion over there in the tshuva in Simechov Gimel. Now, as we said, the Gemara says there's a difference between the toiloim which are in the fish, which are mutter, masha'in came the toiloim which are in a behema, these are also, and the Gemara explains, the reason is, because the toiloim which are come in the behema, even though they also have a din, but they have a ribuy of es nivlosom teshaketsu lirabuis es adarnim shebe behema. And the Gemara explains, because behema bishchito demishtari, anything which is alive has to have a shchita, vehani, and these toiloim midaloikom hanilu shchita beisurayu kaimon, they stay in the isa. Like Rashi explains that the maisa, they have their own chius and memela, they could not become mutter through the shchita of the behema, memela they are also. Says a Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kusamach Gimel, a very yesodist in a kuda from this Lashon Rashi, Diva Maschil B'Shchita, so too from Tosfos, Diva Maschil Rabbos, that Tosfos discusses whether the Shchita should be able to be mate the chios which of these toiloim have. Says a Minchas Chinuch, it seems from Rashi and Tosfos, that the Issa over here to eat these toiloim which are inside the behema, even though they come from the Gufa behema, they are also because they have a chios. It seems that the Issa is nothing got to do with the Issa of Shrotzim, since it was a loy perish, they haven't yet actually left the behema. Memela, they don't have the Issa of Sheretz Aretz or other Shrotzim. The reason why they are also is because of the Issa of Eva Minachai. Since they are still alive, like the behema is still alive without a Shechita, is also because of Eva Minachai. So too, these Toiloim who are alive, have their own Chius, do not become Mutter through the Shechita, and Memela, they are still also because of they are looked upon as if it's Eva Menachai, they're still the chius of the Behemah itself, and does not have a Shechita. This seems to be the Loshon of Rashi, so too in Tosfos, and says the Michas Chinuch one has to say, that even though if we look at the Gemara, the Makor to teach us this din, that these Toiloim in the Behemah also is from the Pasuk, Ves Nivlosom Tishaketsu, which is a Pasuk, in Pashas Shrotzim, L'chiria, we have to say, this is only a Drosha, but the Drosha is teaching us actually that the Shechita is not allowed, does not permit the chalois heta shchita is only on the behema itself and not on any toiloim which are inside the behema, and memela they are still also for the issa of Eva Minachai. But says the Minchas Chinuch, if you look at the lashon of the Chinuch over there in the mitzvah Kuf Samach Gimel, so too in the Rambam brings down this din in Peyuk Beis Macholos Asuris, which is discussing Yerushrotzim, is mashma in the Rambam not like Rashi and Tosfos. And the Rambam and the Chinuch seem to learn that this is a new ribui ve'es nivlosam tishaketsu, teaching us that it's also for the Issa of Shrotzim, even though normally we need a pirish, but by behema we have a din ve'es nivlosam tishaketsu, that's still also. And the Gemara just tells us that the Shechita doesn't work to be matter this Issa, but the real reason why they're also is for the Issa of Shkotzim, the Issa of Shrotzim. Memela says the Minchas Chinuch, so to the Prima Godim, in Simen Pei Dalet Sif Sida Sifkotim Membeis, that there's a big nafkemin el halacha in the din of Rashi and Tosfos. Besides to know which Issa the person is being over, if it's Eva Menachai or if it's Issa of Shrotzim, but says in Michas Chinuch, there's a nafkemin for Bnei Noach, who we know are Bnei Noach are over, are muzer, or they're not allowed to eat Eva Menachai. Mashenkin Shrotzim, they don't have an Issa to eat Shrotzim. Mamela, according to Rashi and Tosfos, Bnei Noach are also not allowed to eat these toiloim. Masha'inkein, according to the Rambam, there will be no Issa for the Goyim to eat them, since they don't have a din of Eva Menachai, and they don't have the Issa of Shrotzim. So too, Rabbi Freimzal Magolius, a few times, in a few places in his forum, he discusses the Shaila, if you're allowed to give these Toiloim to Goyim, if you're allowed to sell it to Goy, And if it's Iva Issa of Lifne Iva, if it's Issa of Emes of Iva Menachai, like the Pashtus Loshen Rashi in the Sefer Pritvua in Siman Amadvav, Siv Samach Aleph, in his Reish Ephraim, the end of Siv Kotten Ayin Beis, in the Kunches Achuvas, and the end of Siv Tetzvav, a few places, he's down in Bzalman Magulis also from the Loshen of Rashi, it's a Mashma that the Issa is Iva Menachai. But one more Nakuda the Edusya Bihoy Hoysof, in his Chuvas Sefer, Chuvas Edus Bihoy Hoysof in Siman Zayin and Siman Ches, he says, if we look in the Loshon of Rashi, is mashma be'emes that these toiloim are not looked upon as Eva Menachai themselves. Rashi's Loshon will be mashma that the reason why they're osur because of the chius is because they have a halacha of yoytzei Menachai. We can look at these toiloim that they, since they're godel, since they grow from the behema when he's still alive, mamela they have a halacha of yoytzei Menachai. They have a issa of yoytzei, which the Gemara says, as we discussed many times from the Gemara in Bechuris, that is the Issa of Yoytzim and Achai, Bechuris here mit Beis and Vava mit Beis, and this is the Issa on these Toiloim. So to the Yovin Das, in Simon Pei Dalit, we've got in Yud Dalit, Rebbe Chonon Wasserman, in Kovitz Oris, in Simon Nun Tes is Mayrich, that the Issa over here is the Issa of Yoytzim and Achai, and not actually the Issa of Eva min Achai himself, and the Nafkimene is that Mamela should be Mutter, even according to Rashi, to give it to a Goy, because the only Issa of a Goy is only Issa on the Issa of Eva Menachai itself, and not an Issa of Yoytzei Menachai. Memelo, we said over here in the Gemara, we have a Machlikus Rishonim, if the Issa is because of Eva Menachai, or for the Issa of Shrotzim, like his Mashma and the Rambam, but Lemaisa, if we look in the Lashon of Rashi, says Eidus B'Hoysof, other Achrinim, the Medayik, that the Issa is actually for Issa of Yoytzei Menachai, and Memela, the Issa, should not apply to a Goy, even according to Shittas Rashi and Tosfos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.